It has been a bit over a year since I began this endeavor with Meme and Meaning. And initially, for the better part of the time, the aim was to connect with and aid other people, perhaps grow an audience, and make something of it. An aim like that has both good and vain intentions to it. And it is great to help people and perhaps inspire greater aspirations in them. But at the same time, one's ego would be remiss if they didn't admit the narcissism inherent in such an endeavor. As of now, I have come to the conclusion that this project is now for a different purpose. It is now primarily, and perhaps solely, for me. A documentation of my life and ideas as I age, so that I may sort out precisely what I think, what I believe, and what I suspect, and so that I may reflect on all that can be revealed from my previous recollections. In all, I feel good about this decision. There is a undercurrent of fear in almost anything I do, at least it seems that way. And I wouldn't doubt that there is a bit of reluctance and renunciation so that I don't have to face the perceived turmoil and judgment of continuing along the path I had originally set out on. On a very serious level, however, I don't feel that I am adequately at the point where I have anything of value to say. And if I do, I feel that I am not yet the person responsible enough to say it. I do think that such a stage is possible, and indeed valuable. Maybe it takes a bit of arrogance, though, to believe that you have anything of value to say in the first place. But I think that is I really think that's a misnomer. And I think in the most surreal and meaningful moments of one's life, in the light of raw existential humility, the intentions of anyone speaking advice are genuine, loving, and real. I think there are people in this world who, having been through all they have been through, having read all they have read, and having lived all they have lived, have something to say on the matters of strife and struggle amidst our shared predicament. I'm not sure that anyone has anything of absolute truth to say on matters of right and wrong, but I think there is a considerable truth in the words of those who have struggled with such questions in the first place. Thinking is very, very hard, and not thinking is even harder. It comes flawed instinctively and only a bit better with years of training. The question or not is whether it's complete, and if it is not, at what point does it become useless? With which questions does it result in nothing, or at least nothing of truth? This is now a documentation of my life, and in the changing of the aim, I feel a great burden and resistance lifted off my shoulders. If I have children one day, perhaps they will gain something of value from this as well. And in that sense, this is also for them. Though it has not always been evident in my actions, the central value of myself and my relationship to reality has not changed. This is now a coalition of psychological and philosophical resources that I can and will draw upon. It is now a collection of reflections as imperfect as I. since the beginning, and in continuation now, I've never claimed to have the full story. I'm only trying my best, and that is something which I have come to unapologetically be content with as I stumble my way to a little less ignorance.